The serene Dal Lake and Kashmir Valley has inspired mystics and saints, as well as hundreds of fruit and vegetable vendors like these, selling produce from 12-foot wooden boats. Buddha is said to have meditated on the banks of Dal Lake. The late Beatle George Harrison spent days in a houseboat here, learning to play sitar. In the 30 years since, the number of people living in houseboats on Dal Lake has quadrupled to more than 60,000. And over the past few years, nearly 250,000 tourists have come annually to stay on the lake. More people, more pollution. Shafat Saeed heads Global Greenpeace, a local private agency trying to clean up Dal Lake. He says the surge of population on the lake and in the surrounding city of Srinagar has hurt the lake.
10 years back, everybody in Srinagar used fish, even the vegetables. And even people used to wash their hands or drink water from the lake. But now, as you see, the evidence of waterborne diseases like hepatitis and all that is growing. And I don't think I am too foolish to do that.
You wouldn't eat fish?
No, I don't think. Because I don't know what I am eating.
The lake is littered with plastic bags, empty soda bottles and broken flip-flops, the trash from Srinagar's bustling street markets, and tourist boats. But environmental experts say the biggest problem is sewage, thousands of tons of it flowing into the lake every day. Much of it is untreated human waste from the houseboats, houses, and hotels that is dumped into the lake. The result is an explosion in algae and other plants that rob the lake of oxygen. The oxygen is needed to support aquatic life. Analysts say that, in some parts of the lake, levels of fecal coliform, a potentially deadly bacterium, are well above what the World Health Organization considers safe for swimming. Irshad Khan is the director of Kashmir State's Forest Ministry, which monitors the health of the region's lakes and rivers. He says the state sewage treatment facilities are inadequate for the nearly 1 million people who live in Srinagar.
This is a major problem here, in fact. The Kashmir Valley does not have a well-planned or well-laid sewerage system. So entire wastewater, domestic particularly, is being discharged into the river and lakes. The Dal Lake in Srinagar, most of the sewage of the city or wastewater is being discharged into it. Now a few treatment plants have been set up here and there, three or four, but still the problem remains.
Building more sewage treatment plants was part of a $150 million government program launched in 2005 to clean up Dal Lake. The plan also included relocating scores of small factories and hundreds of families living on illegal landfills around the lake, who authorities say are responsible for dumping tons of trash and sewage. So far, the plan has not had much success, largely because of a separatist insurgency that has wracked Kashmir for two decades. In the past few years, peace efforts have eased the fighting, and now authorities here want to revive plans to save the lake. That's good news to Saeed at Global Greenpeace.
If we leave it as it is, and the problem starts aggravating, time will come, it will be a point of no return from this lake. Because if population keeps on going up and up inside the lake, then if we will not manage tourism inside the lake, will not manage our houseboats, will not manage the waste coming out of these houseboats and hotels and other things on the peripheries, definitely the effect will be on this lake.
Many Kashmiris feel the same way. Some are taking matters into their own hands. Recently, more than 50 volunteers gathered to collect garbage from Dal Lake. Environmental activists here say they hope to see more volunteer projects to clean up the lake. Waiting for the government to do it, they say, could take a while. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Srinagar.